Hello.
Oh, there we go. I thought he was on his phone.
No. I was like, oh, he's talking to you
again. I thought you were on your phone. Sorry.
I remembered to start it today. Yay. Hey, be gentle with that door.
Please.
It's old.
It's going to bust out. It's glass. Did you hear?
It's made entirely of glass.
I have a hard enough time drinking a Topo Chico without crushing it in my hands. You should be a Foley artist.
A what?
A Foley artist.
What's that?
They're the ones that make the sound effects for movies.
Oh. That was a...
What? Yes.
It was like a wet fart. I don't know what that sound was. I was like, maybe it's something getting smushed, but it was a little too...
Shit getting smushed. Theme song.
That was a solid fart.
That was.
Fart sound. Good. I'll make my upper lip wiggle.
Great. Hello. Ooh, that's louder than I intended.
I loved it.
And welcome to...
What's Your Excuse?
The podcast.
That's right. I'm Caitlin.
I'm Megan.
This is a podcast where we talk about the reasons why we're weirdos.
Yep.
We are the weirdos, mister. Yep. Why we're fucked up individuals.
Yeah. Your fingy tattoos are wearing. Yep. I just realized it.
I mean, give me some more then, huh?
Yep, I guess so.
I also need to get rid of this wart.
I have them right here on my hand.
I got another one right here. Apparently they spread.
Two little ones, you know, right there. Yeah. That's why I make sure and rub my twat all day with my wart hand.
Sometimes I worry because I'm like, just kidding. Bite all my, yeah, well, I would hope so.
So everyone knows.
I bite my finger though around it and I'm like, am I gonna get it on my mouth? Warts. And yeah, I was like trying to imagine if I've seen anyone with warts on their face, and then I'm like, a witch, duh.
There you go, better keep biting them. Rub it on your nose.
Get a big old one there. Wonder if the freezy stuff would work on that.
Oh, I've tried the freezy stuff on these, and it doesn't work on mine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Yeah, I've known people who would get them a lot, and they would try that, and then their finger just looked fucking disgusting afterwards, and I was like, ew.
See, because mine's like on the palm of my hand, which is odd, right?
I also feel like it's so tiny.
It is, but
it's like a skin tag.
I usually just pick at it.
Well, yeah, this one was small, and I picked at it too, and then it just kept growing.
I once was able to pick at the root of it and like pulled the root out. But, warts, I mean, I guess roots? Not all the way. Yeah.
I don't know a lot about warts. I do.
I've done extensive research. Dude, I may have diagnosed a girl in my class with H. pylori.
I don't know what that is.
It's like bacterial issue in your stomach.
Dr. Megan.
Your stomach lining.
Coming back.
That's right. She's here, bitches. I don't know what's happening with my voice.
Bacterial issue in your stomach lining?
Yeah, hang on. I'll look like it up sheepskin, so I can describe it better.
What haggis?
So this girl in my class, she's been having like some real issues. During our first spring break a year ago, she like really like between spring break and second semester, she lost like a bunch of weight.
Oy.
And
not me.
Yeah. So
maybe I need to get me one of those.
I thought about it.
the amount of times I think of giving myself a tapeworm just to help shave off a few more pounds is unsettling.
So it says Helicobacter pylori, H. pylori, is a gram-negative microaerophilic spiral bacterium usually found in the stomach.
Fun.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a little.
Its shape is thought to have evolved in order to penetrate the mucoid lining of the stomach and thereby establish infection.
Gross.
But so she like lost a bunch of weight. She's had like some real bad GI issues. And so the other day, like she missed class because of it. And I was like, okay. And like they've tested this poor girl for everything.
Except
and I was like,
H. pylori.
Uh huh. You added a syllable.
What is it?
H. pylori.
Oh, Lori. I thought there was a B somewhere.
But so I was
Bucatini.
Like, hey, have they tested you for H. bucatini? H. panini? And she was like, no. And I sent her like all the symptoms and stuff. And she was like, oh, I have to call my doctor.
The pros of being a hypochondriac.
That's
huh?
right. She told me. She
You've already researched everything for yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. I have so many gastro issues that I have. I've looked into H. pylori and been like, is that wrong with me? No, I've never lost weight unintentionally or intentionally. But so she was like, dude, if you're right, I'm going to tell my doctor that he needs to quit his day job because I'm seeing Megan from now on. And Megan, I was like, oh, please don't do that. Yeah. That's a please bad don't. Plan. Don't come to me. I will tell you everything is wrong with you.
You're just WebMD. Cancer.
Yeah.
Immediately. Cancer, or you're 2 minutes away from death. Mm-hmm. That's your two options.
Or pregnancy.
Or pregnant.
Yeah.
That's the worst option. No, it's not. That's terrible. I forget I said that.
Oh, my God. So how was your week? Uh-huh.
It's been so much in the past couple of days. On a bright note, the last day that I had like free, mm-hmm. I started this anime called Haikyuu. I think it's how you say it. I've never actually heard anyone say it.
How's it spelled?
Haikyuu. 2 exclamation points.
I would think so.
Okay, cool. That's why I felt pretty confident, but I don't know. Yeah. Anyways, it's a anime entirely based around volleyball. So I'm in love with it.
Wonderful.
I've never cared about volleyball in my life. I don't rarely care about sports games.
Yeah.
But most, like, I've literally been sitting there screaming at my TV and I'm like, that's out! That's out! Or then, like, sitting there judging me.
Yeah.
His face. I've been like screaming at my TV though. I've never been in, so into a sport or anything. But
well,
I'm very
into
these matches.
You're still not into a sport.
Oh yeah, I know.
Let's clear this up right now.
It has backstories and fun little asides. And the characters are oh so cute. I love them all.
Great.
Anyways, so
go on.
That has been. There was one day where I got through the first season has 26 episodes. I watched that plus 4 in one day.
Great.
They're 25 minutes a piece.
Yeah, I figured.
But that's still like 13 hours of my day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
More than that, if you watched 26 plus 4, that's 30 episodes. That's 15 hours.
15 hours. Yeah, so that sounds about right. I was very excited. I had plans for that day too. Like I was going to get up, go do something. Like, you know, I got up really early that day, like worked out, did some laundry and shit, like took a shower and then like laid out an outfit that I was going to wear. And then I was like, you know what? I'll just watch one of these episodes. People have been telling me to watch it for years. Maybe I'll just give it a shot. It kept popping up. So I was like,
what's it on?
Netflix.
Okay.
Well, only the first two seasons.
Netflix,
Japan's
Netflix
on fucking
kids.
Japan is on season 5. I'm like, fuck, I'm moving to Japan, y'all. I got to know what happens.
Seems intense. So y'all are getting pretty serious.
I love it. I've been slow. I haven't finished the second season yet, though, because I've been trying to watch only like 3 a day so I can make it last a little bit longer.
Great.
Anyways, other than that, we were told at Gray that we had essentially 4 days to get 10 plus years worth of shit out of Spice. Every single rack, every single fixture, every single everything. Mm-hmm. And so for the past 4 days, we've been tirelessly doing that. My body hurts.
Yeah.
I somehow managed to run every single day afterwards. No. I don't know how. Today I went on a 2.5 mile run. Mm-hmm. And then while we were watching the movers unload, I bought some beer.
Great.
Shared it with them. Yeah. And so that was fun. And I ate a Subway sandwich because I was very hungry after my run.
Great.
But that has been quite an intense. I'm just glad that part is done. We moved stuff into our new location and we're apparently going to have it open by next Saturday. Or when you're hearing that, this Saturday. So, come visit us. I don't know how that's going to go. It's going to be intense. In other news, my students had a virtual contest, and they got fourth place.
Yay!
So that was fun. I literally found that out right before this, and so I ran around screaming. They were like, we were watching it, and Jacob was like in the middle of like kind of saying something, and then I just went, holy shit! Like, got up and like actually sprinted like, in circles around the room. I was like, let's go. Yeah, he was like, yeah.
Great.
And so I did, and then I immediately called the boss mm-hmm. and gave her the good news. So
good.
Was very excited and proud of them for that.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's been my week. Cookie? Is it peanut butter? Is that the only one?
You could have it.
Why you got your hands on it? Did you eat any? Can't have half? Where's this cookie from? Subway? Ew. Okay, I'll still try it. What? Oh, he just popped out a knife to cut a pocket knife.
Oh my god!
Shink.
Just break it.
What have you cut with that knife? Should I be worried that this is you cut like people?
It's like, don't worry, I cut a wart off a friend of mine with it.
Gross.
A little circle.
Gonna eat it.
Now
I'll finally get my tapeworm.
Yes.
All of these years. Name of the episode. Finally got my tapeworm.
Yep.
Grandma. What? You got a wart too?
You cut your finger.
I got a wart.
Oh. Where?
Under your nail?
Oh, I see it. Yeah.
Plantar fasciitis. Is that how that is?
No.
I have no clue.
Plantar fasciitis.
Glaucoma. It's glaucoma in his finger.
Plantar fasciitis. Fucking flat feet.
Oh. Was it farmer's?
There's plantar's warts. Those are on your feet, though. Plantar.
Oh.
Plantar fasciitis. Plantar's warts.
Okay. More you know.
Yeah.
I'm very chewy.
I think those are on your feet. I could be wrong, but I guess I'm just assuming with the root of the word.
I think you're right.
Thank you. But you often think I'm right, and I end up being wrong.
Mm, that's okay. That's all that matters.
Colt 45.
Oh, let's see. Well.
It is. Okay. A plantar wart or verruca. That's my favorite thing verruca to know salt. Is that a wart is, the technical name is a verruca.
Makes sense.
Verruca salt. Mm-hmm. Wart salt. Is a wart occurring on the bottom of the foot or toes.
Yum.
Yeah.
Oh, also last week I said something about Highway 7. It's 77. I forgot one of the sevens.
Yeah, it's all right.
None of y'all notice or care.
I was going to say something, but I didn't want to correct you in that moment. I don't know why.
I don't know. I didn't even notice until I was listening back to it. And mm-hmm. I was like, that's wrong. Anyways, how was your week?
It was good. I am officially on spring break right now. Yep. I went to school and it shipped. Oh, you know what? I do have news. I got my tax return in.
Woo!
Yeah, it was real nice because I had $11 in my account. That was that day.
Yes.
And then I went to school. Filed. And that you should. I went to school and then I came home and I had a email that I was receiving another round of emergency relief fund from school, which is a grant, which means free money.
We love free money.
Yeah. And it was $870.
Wow.
So I'm pretty much Oprah rich right now.
Yeah.
Paid off my Victoria's Secret card. There that one's go. Been a long time in the making.
Yeah. Mine went to collections.
I paid it off. I left $25 on it.
Yeah.
You should probably, how much do you owe on your Victoria's Secret?
Oh, well, I told you it went to collections and I paid it off now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. I thought you were saying like it went to collections in the way that I thought that my Best Buy card went into collections just died off and then it didn't. And then I got a call from a collections agency.
Mine was in collections and I paid it off now.
So. My attorney did write a letter to the collections agency.
Good.
We haven't received a response yet. I have a feeling they're going to say go fuck yourself. But
I feel like the fact that you brought out an attorney, they're like, ooh.
So you would think so, but you never know. These people are assholes.
I'd be scared.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, attorney.
I mean, I was scared when they sent me a letter saying they were going to get an attorney involved.
That always makes you freak out.
Yeah. Absolutely.
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 That's right.
So that happened. What else? There was something else. Oh, today as I left the house, I looked into my mailbox and I had a letter from a fucking church. I'm sorry. I had a letter from Jonathan T. is a fucking church inviting me to their fucking Easter service.
Yeah.
And I think it was a LDS church, which I'm like, pass.
Yeah.
But, it did make me wonder because I was like, I'm a renter. How is this addressed to me? How did y'all get my name to put on this with this address? Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah. Mm-mm. I was like, what the
call the cops immediately.
I'm thinking about like calling them because there's a phone number on the back of
it. And be like, absolutely never fucking contact me again or yeah. I will kill you and all your
family.
I will
get my attorney involved.
Oh, yeah. That's a better option.
I have a special set of skills in that I'll call my attorney like a white lady.
Yeah, there you go.
So
yeah, that works.
Yeah, absolutely. But oh, that girl at Loft that was not my biggest fan.
Yeah,
she got let go.
Hell yeah!
Do you want to hear the story?
Yes,
it's great. So where to begin? All right. So she came into work one day and she was late, but the assistant manager let her eat her breakfast in the back, which I was like, no. And she was like, well, I mean, I'm going to let her eat her breakfast. I'm not mean. I mean, I obviously wasn't working. She this was when in. She was retelling me this story. Okay, and I was like, no, you're already late. Eat your fucking breakfast on the way here.
Yeah, that's what you do.
But she let her eat her breakfast and the girl goes, she eats a breakfast. My assistant manager can see her out of the corner of her eye, come onto the floor, pick up a pair of pants, take them to the dressing room, go put them on, walk around like she owns them. And then my assistant manager was, I always call her my assistant manager. The assistant manager was like, hey, do you want me to ring you up? Because like, they don't care. If you go into work knowing that you're going to need to buy something when you get there, they don't care. Just leave the tag or like, let someone know like, hey, don't let me forget to buy these.
Yeah.
Fine. But so she's like, hey, let me go ahead and ring you up. And she was like, I'll do it later. And she was like, no, we don't have anything to do. We're not doing anything right now. Let me just ring you up now. Why would we wait?
Yeah.
So she's ringing her up. And old girl is like, I probably don't have enough money to pay for these. And she was like, well, why did you put them on then?
Yeah.
She starts crying. She says, and I quote, I boo-booed in my pants. And I thought that if I told you, you'd send me home. So, the assistant
she
manager.
She said boo-booed?
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah.
Worse somehow. So, yeah. I hate that.
Just say you shit yourself.
Yeah.
So the assistant manager goes and like smells it in the dressing room, in the bathroom, and is like, there's no shit. And then she goes and like her pants are like balled up under our lunch table, and she like pulls them out with a broom and like looks at him, and she's like, ain't no shit in these pants. And so she comes back out, and she's like, she can't be like, I looked at your pants and you didn't have doo-doo in them.
Yeah.
Like, so she comes out and she goes, so let me understand this. You shit yourself and then you went and ate your breakfast and sat in your shit while you ate your breakfast. And I guess the girl was like, yeah.
I would have been like, the breakfast went right through me and I shit myself.
She was like, you need to take those pants off and damage them out. And then you need to call your sister, get a ride home, go take a shower, and don't come back today. Here's my issue. Obviously, she's lying about having shit herself.
Yeah.
So that she could steal pants. As a grown woman, my first cover story will never be, I've shit myself.
No.
I
would have been like, I bled through my pants.
Exactly. I was like, here's the thing.
I also even if I steal pants.
Yeah, obviously. But I was like, even if I actually shit myself, I wouldn't tell anyone. Yeah. I would lie about
it. I would
never lie to make you think that I shit my pants.
Yeah.
But so now I was like, now the story
is. I
peed
my pants before that.
Honestly. Like, I was like, now the story that I am forced to tell is you shit your pants and got fired all on the same day. like, homegirl literally got fired for not shitting her pants.
She would have just shit herself. She would have been fine.
Honestly, because the manager was
let
like,
it be a lesson to everyone. Shit your pants. Or don't use it as an excuse.
The manager was like, honestly, if she had shit herself, I would have paid for the pants.
Yeah.
At least for her to go home really in them. Like, yeah. But she was like, she ain't shit herself.
I would have been like, no, you're a grown-ass woman. Why did you shit your pants?
Right. Like bleeding is one thing because like we can't control that.
Yeah,
you can't
control I don't know your when flow. My tampon's at full.
Yeah, there's not just, a buzzer on
sometimes
it.
It's full in an hour.
Yeah.
So it's like,
but
it's a super,
I know
I
when a doo-doo is coming out of my butthole. Like I can control that to the best of my abilities.
Yeah, there's sometimes like,
even if
when I'm
the
running
shits.
And I'm a little dehydrated, there's some times where I think, I'm not going to make it.
But you can still feel it in your stomach where you're like, oh, that's a warning sign.
Yeah.
You tense up your little butthole a little bit.
And
yeah.
Stand there.
And go, yeah.
And I've had to call people to come pick me up before multiple times because I was like, if I take one more step, I will shit myself.
Wonderful.
Yikes.
So. That's it.
Speaking of being dehydrated, I went to that Hot Works place.
Oh yeah, I want to go. Do I?
I drink a shit ton of water, and I downed loads that day. And we did two HIIT workouts back to back, and so I wanted to die.
Yeah.
So did Nancy. We were dying. I loved it. I hated it while it was happening. Loved it afterwards. I didn't stop sweating for 4 hours.
Jesus.
I'm very naturally a sweaty person, so maybe that's why. But yeah, I like got home. It was probably like maybe closer to 3. That might have been a small exaggeration, but still a fucking long ass time. And
it's a long time to sweat.
Went home, showered, and then we were like, we went out and got some food afterwards, her and I did. Mm-hmm. And I was like still sweating.
Yeah.
After all that, I was like, I've showered and I'm still dying. And she was like, what is wrong with you? I stopped sweating. And I was like, well, I don't know.
Good for you.
Yeah. I kind of want to sign up. Then I'm like, ooh.
That's a lot.
I know. I don't know if I'll go, but it was good. Mm-hmm. Like I felt really accomplished.
To be totally honest, I just want to do the yoga. I miss hot yoga.
See, I'd never done anything like that. But yeah, that room was 120 degrees.
I miss hot yoga.
My throat was like.
I once asked Ryan if he'd let me turn the thermostat up to 90 in our house so I could do some hot yoga. And he was like, fuck you, go outside.
Get a space heater and stretch it around.
Yeah. He was like, fuck you, get your ass outside in the middle of July.
Yeah.
Good luck.
It's close enough.
Yeah. It's not the same, though, because the thing
it's
with...
not, you're not in a little room.
Well, it's not that. It's that with hot yoga, it's actually an anti-humidity room. Mm. So it's just like a dry heat.
Yeah, this one was very dry. My throat, I felt like I was in a desert.
Yeah.
And I was like...
But can you imagine doing it in humidity also?
Yeah, that's bad.
Like a Texas 100-degree weather?
Yeah, it's typically when I go running.
Good God.
In the summer.
Do you just want to pass out?
I want to vomit on the side of the road.
Great. Beautiful.
I have done that before. One time I made, in my defense, I ate it very, like 3 hours before I went running, but I had pizza pocket and then bean chips and salsa. And I went running in the fucking middle of like July or something. It might have been August. And yeah, I made it about a mile and a half in. And then I was just like,
and then I boo booed myself.
Yeah. The people on the sidewalk were like, what are you doing? Oh, speaking of which, I was running around fucking Baylor yesterday.
Did you fall?
No.
Okay.
I've tried to go to more stable ground. Yeah. But typically, when you approach somebody on a sidewalk, the other person moves over. Right? Uh-huh. Like both parties occupy as little space as possible.
Yeah.
These three bitches walking, taking up the entire width of the sidewalk. Like we were approaching each other. Mm-hmm. I wasn't behind them. They didn't see me. Like that one, I would understand.
Yeah.
You know? And there's no way I snuck up on them. They didn't move at all.
They're looking you dead in the eye.
Yeah. So. And then it was like we were playing goddamn chicken or something. And I was like, Fucking bitch, I don't want to run in the grass. If I did, I would have gone to Cameron Park. I'm not trying to roll my ankle or fall. I will fall immediately the moment I get off of concrete.
Yeah.
I will fall and break everything. So, and I passed him again, and they did it twice. And I was like, fucking hate y'all.
You should have tripped one of them.
Bitch. Well, when I got past him the first time, I audibly said, what the fuck?
Great.
I have my headphones in, too, so it was probably beautiful. Pretty loud.
Good.
And so, fuck him. I don't care. Well, you shouldn't take off the whole sidewalk.
Hi, I'm Becca.
And I'm Josie.
And we're your judges. And this is By the Cupboard. No, wait. Do you want us to... Oh, shit.
Okay, we'll try it again. Okay.
Hi, I'm Becca.
And I'm Josie.
And we're your judges on By the Cover, a new podcast.
Yeah, we're a talk show. God,
we're a Josie.
We're a comedy talk show centered around Amazon book review culture. You can find us on Spotify, Stitcher.
Wherever podcasts are.
All the places.
There. You can't hide from us. Anyway, listen to our show. We're going to be funny. We're going to be talking about books, and it's going to be great.
Yay! Promo over. The words I'm singing now mean nothing more than me.
Looking for a job? Check out ResRite.
ResRite offers resumes, cover letters, and LinkedIn profiles for individuals searching for new opportunities.
Resumes start at just $30.
Check out ResRite.com for more info and use my code ResRiteRMN10 for 10% off all services.
Again, that is ResRiteRMN10, which is ResRiteRM as in mom, N as in nachos. 10 for 10% off all services. What? Nachos was a good thing.
Hi, my name is Gary. I spend a lot of time on Rogue Media. I love podcasting. Podcast makes me so happy. When I'm not doing anything else, I'm listening to Bluesville, Keep Waco Loud, and a lot of other things. I love the Rogue Media.
On that note, you want me to tell them what we're talking about?
Yes.
We are going to be talking about haunted prisons.
Bing, 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 bing. Bum, bum. Dun, dun, dun. Law and order.
SVU. Bum, bum.
I like how it's...
Michael Scott.
It's never law and order. It always sounds like law and order.
Dorder.
Dorder.
So you go first, right?
Do I?
Yeah.
I feel like I went first last week.
I don't think so.
What did we talk about?
Jacob, can you start keeping track of that?
What did we talk about?
Did he nod?
No.
Oh, okay. Haunted cemeteries last time.
Did I? I think I went.
I went first.
Yeah.
So I go first.
Yeah. Right. I forgot how math works.
I forgot I was looking up so much on warts. I took a practice test for my TDLR license, and I made a 77 on the practice test.
What's so
I
think a I'm ready.
It's for my cosmetology.
Huh.
So as a practice test.
Oh, good job.
Yeah.
How many do you need to get to pass?
70.
Hell yeah. So you look at you. You're licensed. Yeah.
Well,
in my eyes, licensed.
I got time. But I think I'm going to schedule my test here pretty soon.
I think you did great. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
I don't know what this is. It's probably all the dust being blown around spice that's in my throat. Oh my goodness. It was so much. I've been pulling out just giant black boogers.
From dust. Probably your wart boogers.
Yeah, probably. Ugh. Gross. Anyways.
I have like an itch on my back that I can't reach.
Take your tupo.
And like you can't like figure out exactly where it is.
That was a good sound. What was that? I just mean? Yeah.
Hang on.
Now my
you
back itches.
Start talking. I'm going to use the wall. You go ahead.
What? Grab the wall. Wait, is that how it goes? How does gas pedal go? Espresso, then Prosecco. You don't even drink.
Barely like coffee.
Don't worry, I got a picture. Oh, I can boomerang and go back.
Okay, well,
I'm adding old. Hold on, I gotta get to the boomerang. Okay, and you ready?
Yep.
Yeah, it looks like you got it. That's great. Good. There's a moment of realization in that, I can tell.
All right. Jacob's like, I'd like to go home at some point this evening.
No, he wants to spend it forever with us. He's only going to stay with us till September anyways.
Bitch.
I know.
All right, go ahead. That's your
I was haunting him with my stare.
Where's he going? Where are you going?
Marines.
What?
That's what I said. I said, why?
Stop it. Don't do this.
We'll talk about it later.
I'm about to get so rough with that door.
Throw your topo through it.
That's right.
He's got the hammer at it. Yeah. Jesus, that was a good one. Anyways.
We are beautiful, elegant women.
I stink because I ran like...
I've been extraordinarily stinky lately.
I'm always just stinky. I use natural deodorant, so of course I stink. Mm-hmm. Anyways, Lume sponsor us.
Mitchum on my head.
It says 48-hour odor protection. And I'm like, okay, first off, who's going 48 hours without showering? And like going, I mean, if I'm like not leaving my house, I won't.
Yeah.
But otherwise, no. And then, but I'm like, also, no, like it, you must be the least stinky person on the face of the planet because I make it like half a day before I'm like,
oh my God,
Jesus, I'm disgusting.
We are burpy today. Go on.
Yeah. It's, we got bubble drinks.
Prison.
Prison. The Eastern State Penitentiary. That's where I am. I was in the middle of typing penitentiary to you earlier and it was like penit.
Penitentiary.
I sent it too early.
Yeah.
Anyways, also known as ESP.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. It's a former American prison in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. It is one of the largest freestanding prisons. So that's like
great.
Cool. It also looks kind of like a train station, you know, like in Thomas the Tank Engine. It's got a big, it's like an octopus, you know, circle with like,
yeah,
like that. So the painted picture. It is located at 2027 Fairmount Avenue between Corinthian Avenue and North 22nd Street. I don't know where any of that is, but cool. And it was operational from 1829 until 1971. And it refined the revolutionary system of separate incarceration, first pioneered at the Walnut Street Jail, which emphasized principles of reform rather than punishment. They did not. No, only punishment and torture happened in this place. There is no.
Welcome
they did
to the
some
American prison system,
really
people.
Shit things to people. It's now a museum that you can tour, and they have ghost tours, which is fun. Because
you have a problem with my mic being up this high?
No.
Okay, cool.
Why would I?
I don't know.
I can only see one of your eyes, really. But
is that better?
I mean, it's fine. However you're comfortable. I love it. Is. I hate it. I was even right up your nose.
My nose hairs are so long right now. My sister told me yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, I got to see my sister yesterday and my brother today.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, family.
Yeah.
I never pay attention to my nose hairs.
I don't either, apparently. That's how they're reaching down and flossing my teeth almost.
Oh, they're no.
They're quite long.
But they're not. It's not like a mustache. Anyways, so it's built in the Gothic Revival architectural style, so it looks really fucking cool. It looks like a castle.
Yeah.
But it's not a castle you want to stay in. I mean, it's got like dungeons and shit, though, like straight up like pits that they put people in and they're like, have fun in your little shithole pit.
How encouraging.
Yeah. And then they like don't feed you.
Yeah.
And then you get to sit in your shit. In the dark with like no air circulation.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's super cool. Anyways, lots of notorious criminals stayed there, the biggest one being Al Capone, and then bank robber Willie Sutton. And they were held inside its innovative wagon wheel design. Oh, that's a better way of describing it.
It is. It is.
But lots of other people that I don't really know who the fuck they are. Maybe they're all part of Al Capone's thing. The only name I know is Al Capone.
Okay.
Anyways, I guess between for the James Bruno Big Joe is his name. I don't know. He was incarcerated there and several male relatives between 1936 and 48 for the alleged murders in the Kelleries massacre of 1934 before they were paroled. Mm-hmm. And at its completion, the building was the largest and most expensive public structure ever erected in the United States, and it quickly became a model for more than 300 prisons worldwide. Mm-hmm. So it is now also a national historic landmark, and it's open to the public from 10 to 5 p.m.
Great.
10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Glad I know.
But with that wagon wheel design, you can stand in the center, that little, the circle part, and each like wing you look down, you can see all the way to the end of it. Mm-hmm. So like essentially from that center area, you can see every single like cell, which I thought was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Well, main cell until you get into the fucking dungeons below. But yeah, so... And again, not reform. It was not reform. It has like 30-foot fucking stone walls that like, yeah, so you can't escape, obviously. But the several harsh punishments were used on prisoners. And there were like things like water baths in which the inmates were dunked in the water and then hung out on the wall in winter until ice formed on their skin. The mad chair, which would bound an inmate so tightly that circulation was cut off later, making it necessary for their limbs to be amputated, like that everything would just die.
Sweet.
The one that freaks me out the most is the iron gag, in which an inmate's hands were tied behind the back and strapped to an iron collar in the mouth so that any movement caused the tongue to tear off and then bleed profusely. So that's really cool.
Good God.
I don't know how they thought of these things. And then the hole, which I mentioned briefly, is a dank underground cell where it says unfortunate souls had no light, no human contact, no exercise, no toilet, and little food and air. It was, for most of the people in the solitary confinement, most of the like doors and everything were like so tiny that it was said they had to like kind of bow to get in them. Like you couldn't walk upright into many of these cells. And then most of them didn't have any source of light other than like the hallways and stuff. And they, if you're in the solitary confinement, like all your food was served to you through like essentially a little slat underneath the door. And then it was also said maybe that the doors were small so to prevent them from being able to attack guards as easily when they open it, and then also to prevent them from escaping. But they were only allowed, most of them, 30 minutes outside a day, and that's it. Well, of exercise. I don't even know if they got to go outside, but 30 minutes good to like walk around a day, and that's it. So even if you're not in that hole, life is still pretty shitty.
Yeah.
So ultimately, if you're there, it sucks. Which, and if you are having torture and immense amounts of pain and just anguish inflicted upon you, then yeah, you're probably going to linger. And there's probably going to be some pretty mad spirits around.
Sure.
There's none that are like known to really be any one particular ghost. I think there's a story that I'll read here in a little bit. That like where Al Capone got haunted. First off, that motherfucker, when he went there, he had like a suite filled with antique furniture and stuff. How like nice. That. Like big, he got a comfy one. It was to help him stay comfortable.
Neat.
While he was there. And I was like, was this a fucking hotel?
Yeah.
I was like, well, okay, that doesn't make any sense. But everyone else is like in a fucking hole in the ground. And then he's getting like... fucking room service delivered.
Yeah.
Sitting on his antique bed. I'm like, what the fuck? But that being said, it has been the eye of several ghost hunters, ghost adventures, ghost hunters. Yeah. All of them have pretty much covered this place. I watched a little bit of the Ghost Hunters episode. I believe I've seen the Ghost Adventures episode. And I probably, the Ghost Hunters episode is season one. So I'm sure I watched it, but like years ago. I was watching it again today in between like moving and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it was very dramatic, more so than, I guess, because it was such an early one.
Yeah.
But it was just like, they were thinking, we need to add drama between the people. Mm-hmm. So it was like unnecessarily dramatic because eventually Ghost Hunters levels out and it's, I mean, maybe there's some drama, but everyone meshes pretty well.
Yeah.
Ghost Adventures is very much the like. So anyways, they both covered it. I've seen both. Apparently at one point, one of the people in the Ghost Hunters team, this is like, was a source of problem. One of them got so spooked that he fucking ran away. And then they got like mad at him. They're like, you're a fucking ghost hunter. Why are you running? And I'm like, I would be fucking running too. If something happened, he's like, I fucking saw something and it was like coming at him. It was dark. And I was like, yeah, I'd be running too. They like pause the video. They're like, his feet aren't even on the ground. And I was like, he's like Scooby-Doo running out of this place. God. So I was like, that was one of the drama parts. So they like went talk to him. They're like, you can't run away like that. And he was like,
this is Ghost Hunters?
Yeah, I know.
That's wild. With like, Graham. Is that his name? Graham?
Grant.
Grant.
And I was just like, this is wildly like dramatic for them. And I was like, it's season one. So maybe it was episode five. It was like very early.
Where'd you watch that on?
I looked it up and I found the whole website that just streamed it. It was very annoying the way it would stream on my phone. So I couldn't watch most of it. Cause
I wonder if it's on Hulu.
No.
Damn it.
It's not. Ghost Hunters is not. I would be watching that instead of Ghost Adventures. Yeah. If it was. I don't know. Maybe if you got the free, the extended TV, whatever.
Hulu Live?
Yeah, that.
That's what we have.
Maybe it's there. Okay. I don't have that. I just have Hulu without ads. Anyways, the most notorious places for reported sightings is Cellblock 12, which is known for echoing voices and cackling. So
cool.
If I heard something cackling in the dark from the back of the cell block, I would shit myself.
Scooby-Doo out of there.
I would Scooby-Doo right out. Yeah. Cell block 6 for shadowy figures darting along the walls. Cell block 4 for visions of ghostly faces. So 12, 6, and 4 are the most haunted cell blocks. And many people have reported seeing a silhouette of a guard in one of the towers. Footsteps, wails, whispers, all that story, all that stuff has been countlessly reported.
Yeah.
But one of the most legendary tales comes from Gary Johnson, who helps maintain the locks at the prison.
Not the presidential nominee of 2016?
No.
Damn.
I mean, maybe he later ran for it, but I don't think so. he's a locksmith who helps with the prison locks. So probably not.
Who knows?
Maybe. In the early 1990s, he had just opened an old lock and cell block floor four, when he says a force gripped him so tightly that he was unable to move. He described a negative, horrible energy that just completely overcame him, like exploded out of the cell, like
poof,
towards him. Oof. He said tormented faces appeared on the cell walls and that one form in particular beckoned to him, which is like, if anything's telling you to come here, don't follow it.
Bye.
That's wrong. Like a lot of haunted places, they don't like to advertise it as being haunted, though. Even though they have ghost tours, that's they're like, it's a prison. Like, come on, why the fuck? And they're like, they say we don't want to make fun of it and glorify it. And I'm like, if anything, you're like paying. I mean, I feel like ignoring it is, and just painting over it and being like, come tour this regular fucking prison. That's like weird, right? Like, I want to go see ghosts.
Come get scared straight.
Yeah. Like, no, this, I don't know. I feel like not acknowledging it is like worse, but who the fuck knows? I don't know. But yes, a lot of the people there, like, they're like, no, it's not haunted. But then everyone else who's worked there has been like, no, it's fucking haunted.
Yeah.
You dumb fucks. But other people who visited include Charles Dickens, and he left convinced it was the worst prison on earth. Hmm. So subtle.
Well, cutting people's tongues out.
Yeah.
Ripping them out, really.
Yeah. With their essentially forcing people to rip their own tongues out is what it is. Again, Al Capone was a resident in cell block 8, and he, here it is. The crime kingpin was allowed visitors and had antique furniture, oil paintings, and oriental rugs to make his 8-month stay as comfortable as possible. I'm like, his house sounds...
Was this before he went to Alcatraz? I guess so.
I think so. Yeah, it was while he was being...
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's like, that sounds nicer than my house.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Shit.
But it says, however, he didn't have peace of mind. He told a guard that the ghost of one of the men, James Clark, that he had murdered in the St. Valentine's Day massacre was haunting him. He said, even though he didn't pull the trigger, it was well known and established that Capone did order the slaughter. And in 1930, Capone walked out of Eastern State, but in some ways he was never free again.
Great.
Because I guess a ghostie followed him. So that's cool. And then again, Gary Johnson had a brush with the ghost. And then visitors have also seen the ghost of Joseph Taylor. Taylor, this was a weird story. I remember this one. They talked about this a lot in the Ghost Adventures episode. But Joseph Taylor was a prisoner there. Mm-hmm. Anyways, he got out and bludgeoned one of the overseers named Michael Duran to death in 1884. After the horrific crime, Taylor calmly reentered his cell and went to sleep.
Hmm.
So he's like, I just gotta get out some quick anger real fast and then right to bed. Murder really tires you out.
Yeah.
But some people believe Taylor's ghost still roams the prison's hallways. And so those are some of the most notable ones. We're a little bit short on time today, so I will stop there. But it's a really cool looking place. I think that the whole wagon wheel setup was really cool. It was neat to like actually see it being like filmed in there, and they like stood in the middle and like went down, and you could see all the way down to the end. They were long ass hallways, and it went all the way down, and I was like, that's pretty cool.
Nice.
I liked it. So anyways, Eastern State Penitentiary.
So I'm actually going to go pretty quickly about mine. I have a few things to talk about. So this is the Ohio State Reformatory, or Mansfield Reformatory, whatever you want to call it. It actually was made famous by Shawshank Redemption.
Oh.
So it's where it was filmed.
Cool.
Yeah. So it was opened in 1896 as a prison for criminals too old for juvie and not hardened enough for the state pen in Columbus. It saw untold thousands of prisoners. Some of these things are written really poorly. It saw thousands of prisoners during its years of operation. And while once applauded as a place that could humanely reform first-time offenders, the conditions deteriorated to the point that it became known for abuse, torture, and murder. Already considered overcrowded and inhumane by the 1930s, the massive prison was kept open until 1986, even after a federal lawsuit was filed by the inmates that cited that it was unfit for human occupation. Since the closing, stories have circulated that it is haunted by the tormented spirits of former inmates, guards, and prison officials who never left. Apparitions have been reported, footsteps have been heard, unsettling encounters have taken place in the cells where the inmates once lived, suffered, and sometimes died. Now,
a lot of questions about it.
Yeah. So I'm going to go back over some of the history.
How do they determine when you're hardened enough to go to actual penitentiary?
I think it would be the difference between like
what kind of crime?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, they're like, you can handle it.
Yeah.
Like, he's too soft. Like,
I think it would be based on the crime.
That's interesting. And then I wonder how the inmates filed stuff. I wonder if they did it when they got out or if they did it from within. Filed the lawsuit. That would be interesting to know.
Before it was built, the field where it was built was used as a training camp for Civil War soldiers.
Oh, good.
The camp's name had significant meaning to Ohio, as it was named Camp Mordecai Bartley in honor of the Mansfield man who served as Ohio governor in the 1840s. The original architect was Levi T. Schofield, from Cleveland, We use three styles, Victorian Gothic, Richardsonian, Romanesque, and Queen Anne. He designed the reformatory with these unique styles to help encourage inmates to become reborn back into their spiritual lives. The creation and construction of the entire building was entrusted to well-known architect F.F. Schnitzer, whose name also appears on the cornerstone and is recorded as superintendent and supervising architect on documents found there. In 1891 is when it was changed from intermediate penitentiary to Ohio State Reformatory. On September 15th, 1896, the reformatory opens its doors to its first 150 offenders. What an opening. These prisoners were brought by train from Columbus and put immediately to work on the prison sewer system in the 25-foot stone wall surrounding the complex. Schnitzer was presented with a silver double inkwell by the governor of the state in a lavish ceremony to thank him for his services. The exterior of the building, which is built from brick and concrete, is designed in the Romanesque style, giving the frontage a castle-like appearance.
Hey, we got castle prisons.
That's right.
That makes them creepy.
It remained in full operation until 1990, when it closed via federal court order. And this is, we'll get into the lawsuit a little bit. It was a direct result from the prisoner's class action lawsuit, citing overcrowding and inhumane conditions. They ordered the prison closed by the end of December 1986. This order was known as the Boyd Consent Decree. The closing date was moved to 1990 due to delays in constructing the replacement facility. Most of the grounds and support buildings, including the outer wall, have been demolished since the closing. In 1995, the Mansfield Reformatory Preservation Society was formed. They've turned the prison into a museum and conduct tours to help fund grounds rehabilitation projects and currently work to stabilize the buildings against further deterioration. The East Cell Block remains the largest freestanding steel cell block in the world at 6 tiers high.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
6 tiers. That's...
Mm-hmm.
Man, could you imagine being in that? That's unsettling.
Yeah. So... Sorry. So one of the stories that I wanted to tell you is about the superintendent's wife.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And basically, let me find it. Cut this out. What?
I wonder if I was reading this on someone else or if it was about mine. I'll let you tell your story and then, because it when you said something about someone's wife, it made me think of mine.
It also says, oh, it's been in a lot of movies. This reformatory was in, like I said, Shawshank.
Mm-hmm.
Harry and Walter Go to New York, Tango and Cash, Air Force One, and Escape Plan, The Extractors.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I've only seen Shawshank.
Yeah. So I found basically an obituary slash news story. And it says, shot is fatal. The penal head's wife, Mrs. Arthur Gladke, succumbs to accidental wound from pistol fallen to floor. Mm. Mrs. Arthur S. Gladke. Oh, it says Mansfield, Ohio, November 7th. Mrs. Arthur S. Gladke, wife of the head of Ohio's penal institutions, died in General Hospital today of a bullet wound, which her physician said was inflicted accidentally. She was 41. The gun went off Sunday at the Gladke's home on the grounds of the Ohio State Reformatory. Here, said Dr. P.A. Stoot, Mr. Gladke serves as superintendent of the reformatory and as chief of the state division of corrections. Official verdict on the death was without pending return of the Richland County coroner, who was out of town. Mr. Gladke said he kept a .32 caliber automatic pistol on a closet shelf. Last Sunday, he said, while Mrs. Gladke was dressing for church, she moved the pistol aside while reaching for a jewelry box on the shelf. The pistol slipped from her hands and discharged as it fell to the floor. So
this seems suspicious.
It is said, and he also died in his office of a heart attack.
Mm.
So
maybe she came back and was like, "Bitch, this is what you get for killing me."
He's like, "Bet."
But I do.
So it says that when she died, it tells the story of how she died. Her spirit has remained in the apartment ever since, often manifesting as the smell of perfume.
Hmm.
So now I'm going to give you some options.
Okay.
I'm going to let you choose your own adventure.
Okay, fun.
Actually, first I'm going to talk about this. Originally, the facility housed young males that were first-time and nonviolent offenders. So that's how they decide.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The objective was to reform them by teaching them useful skills and enhancing their spirituality. However, over the years, the state was faced with a growing prison population, and they were forced to send hardened criminals there, and it became overcrowded, and cells designed to hold a single man now held three. The focus shifted from reformation to punishing unruly prisoners. The punishments were administered with an antiquated torture device that included the butterfly, a form of electro torture, water hoses, a sweat box for non-white prisoners, and the hole, which was a small, barren, and solitary confinement cell. Along with the possibility of being tortured, the inmates were also subjected to extreme violence from other inmates, horrific food, rat infestation, and infectious diseases. Mm. Preferential treatment was possible, but only to the inmates who could afford to pay for it.
Ugh.
So I'm going to let you choose which one you want to hear about. There's the chapel, the infirmary, the basement, the library, the inmates' graveyard, the cells, the hole, and that's it.
Infirmary.
Okay. Many prisoners died miserable deaths in the infirmary. It has been said that sick and dying inmates were left there without care, many who starved to death because they were too weak to fight off the thieves that stole their food. This area is known in paranormal circles to set off the EMF detectors, and many claim to have captured clusters of orbs in photographs. An unexplained gust of air passing by has also been reported by visitors in this area. I am going to read you this one, the basement.
Okay, yeah, that was my next choice.
The spirit of a 14-year-old who was beaten to death in the basement has been spotted lingering among the decaying basement walls. 14? Also spotted is a guard who gives off sinister vibes. I have a feeling it's a guard that beat him to death.
Yeah, probably. Oh, and that poor boy's spirit is probably just trapped in there forever with him. I hope he's getting some payback. And it's like beating the shit out of that guard or something for eternity. That sucks.
Yeah. Do you want to hear about the hole?
Yeah.
Located in the basement of the prison, the hole was the ultimate punishment for unruly inmates. The cells were small and barren. Roaches and rats moved freely inside and outside of the cells.
Mm.
A lot of negative paranormal activity has been reported in the 20 hole cells. Reports of sudden nausea, fever-like chills, and an uncomfortable feeling of being watched have occurred while visiting the area. It is perhaps the creepiest area of the prison. They do offer ghost hunts.
Nice.
I
want to go.
Do we have time for me to read a couple more?
Yeah.
They're pretty short, all of them.
Yeah,
I guess I really was just going to let you choose what order you wanted to hear them in. The chapel is a scene of many paranormal events. Many believe it is a nucleus for much of the prison's haunting and ghost tales. Supposedly, before the area became the chapel, it was used for executions. People have said that they... Why not make it a chapel? People have said that they've captured orbs in photographs and that they have recorded strange, unidentifiable sounds when inside the chapel. Spirits have been sighted hanging around the doorways, but quickly vanish once a presence has been detected. Now, here's the administration wing. I think this is where they say that Gladke and his wife are.
Okay.
So visitors and employees have reported experiencing strong paranormal events in the administration wing. This is where Warden Gladke and his wife Helen resided and where she suffered a fatal bullet wound from a gun that accidentally fell to the floor. Some claim that they have smelled rose perfume coming from Helen's pink bathroom. Others have reported feeling a rush of cold air pass through them as they walk through the area. It is not uncommon to hear of a jammed camera shutter, which inexplicably resumes working again once the visitor has left the area.
Huh.
Ted Gladke, the youngest son of Helen and Warden Gladke, has said in response to these paranormal experiences that most of the information written about his parents haunting the reformatory is based on sensationalism and inaccurate stories. Well, of course he's going to say that.
Well, I'd be like, hell yeah, my parents still haunt this place. Hell yeah.
So, I mean, the fact of the matter is you have a prison where you kill people or they die and you're gonna...
And you torture them.
You're gonna have ghosts.
Yeah.
Yeah. It does say that Gladkey was well respected by the prisoners and community leaders.
Huh.
Yeah. So there was something else that I read about that they basically people will hear Gladkey and his wife, like, well, you know, Gladkey and his wife talking sometimes from in those areas.
That's cool.
Yeah. So that is the Ohio State Reformatory.
Awesome. Loved it.
Yeah.
Okay. So what the wife thing reminded me of, it was not that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm pretty sure it was my prison. But they actually incarcerated a dog.
Oh.
Because I've already closed out of all the tabs now. But so from what I believe, it was someone higher up. Like it was either the mayor or someone in the prison, like the warden or something. But his wife, her cat, her treasured cat, sorry, her little baby, was killed by this dog. Uh-huh. So they fucking put this dog in prison.
Great.
Oh, that should have been the first thing I wrote down. What the hell? But yeah, when you said that, I was like, oh, fuck, I did read about that. I don't remember the dog's name or whatever, but yeah, they actually, like, not only did they have human prisoners, they had dog prisoners. And I was like, that poor dog.
So apparently the Ohio State Reformatory actually hosts like a haunted house thing every year.
So does the Eastern State Penitentiary.
Yeah, and it's called, like, Blood Prison.
I would go.
I would not.
I 100% would be there.
Not me. Not here for it.
Like, see an actual ghost.
Pass.
And it, oh, it'd be so scary. And then, oh, I can never go to the infirmaries. It's one of the few fucking things that actually scares me is empty wheelchairs.
Mm-mm.
Doesn't make any sense, but I'm not a fan of them.
This was what I was going to read to you also.
What is it? Read it.
It's just a few more, like, very short, like, two-sentence blurbs of all the areas. The east wing is the toilet room and east showers. Lately, this area has been pretty good for experiences and evidence. Rarely do we have a night where nobody experiences at least a few shadow people down there. The third floor, which is middle admin, this is an area that gets to a lot of people. Shadow people, audible voices, footsteps, and the feeling of not being alone in the room is normal. The sub-basement, this area has produced some pretty wild experiences and evidence. This area was even avoided when the building was still in operation.
Oh.
So that could be the Civil War soldiers.
Yeah.
Shoulders. Yeah.
It's just their shoulders.
The chapel. This area has made many skeptics less skeptical. Lately, the ghosts there have been getting rather grabby.
Oh.
West attic. Let's just say a very well-known paranormal celeb had an experience up there and refused to go back in. I'm not going to say who it was. I'll just say that he grabbed his scarf and walked out.
Scarf. Sherlock Holmes?
Steven Tyler? admin basement. There seems to be two different entities down there. One's nice while the other is not. Cell blocks, east and west. I've seen these areas bring ground men to tears. Many murders and suicides took place in these areas. And then the hole. This was the prison inside the prison. Many men took their own lives while housed in this area.
Yeah, because it sounds like a fucking nightmare.
Yeah. Can't isolate people from society.
I can barely handle this life.
Honestly.
Let alone being trapped in a pit.
Yeah. No.
Ugh. Yikes.
So, is that it for this week?
I think so.
All right. So let's shout out our patrons. Yeah. Patrons. Jesus. Patrons.
Our Patreon donors.
Yeah.
We got a few of them. We have Brandon.
We have Jeffrey.
And we have Shelby.
And we have Brian and Amanda.
That's right. We love them.
Yes. Thank you, guys.
We actually wanted to know if any of y'all had suggestions of any topics that you'd want to have covered.
Yep.
So if it's something we've already covered before and you have something specific you would like to hear covered, definitely let us know, like a specific hospital or yeah. specific cemetery, specific haunting.
Yeah. A specific entity.
Yeah. Or if it's just like, I really want to know about like a fucking haunted railroad track or something, like we'll try our fucking best to find it. But any sort of crazy idea you have, Patreon donors and really anyone else, just let us know. We would like to cover them.
And you can let us know through
email.
Email.
Yeah. And that is whatsyourexcusepodcast@gmail.com.
And then you can also reach out to us on Instagram.
And that's What's Your Excuse Podcast with no spaces, no apostrophes, none of that shit.
Or you can send us a message and follow and like us on Facebook.
And that is What's Your Excuse Podcast with spaces and apostrophes, because
we're not animals.
That's right.
I think we're in the lovely Rogue Media Network studio.
Our favorite. It's got a lot more decorations since last time.
There's a door we can't slam.
Yeah. Very fragile.
Yeah.
But we're moving on up.
We are.
So
we're making our way.
There's artwork in the downtown. Bathroom. Walking fast.
Faces passing.
And soon we'll be homebound. but yes, you can find us on all your favorite streaming platforms, really. I mean,
yeah.
If you're not listening to podcasts on one of these platforms, like what are you doing?
So you can listen to us on Apple Podcasts.
You can also find us on Spotify.
You can find us on Pandora.
Google Play. And Google something.
Yep, Google Play and Stitcher.
That's right.
So those are the places. And give us a listen.
Yeah, and don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe, because that's the only way we'll ever become relevant.
Yes. And tell your friends.
Yeah, pyramid scheme.
Also, if you want to buy an ad with us, reach out to us.
Yeah,
let us know. We would love to read your words
for
you. Little
Waco business. Hey, we're great. I don't know if
I'm a great voice actor.
You've heard our Res Right.
That's right.
Ad, and it's great. I actually think it is a very good ad. Every time I listen to it, I'm like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, we did that.
It sounds so professional until I go in, as in nachos. And then it's like, it goes downhill real fast. We stayed true to ourselves.
Yep.
That's us. And also sold a service.
Yeah.
So really, we did our only job.
Let a bitch know.
That's right. Well, that's all we got for you today. This episode brought to you by Shiner Light Blonde. And never disappoints.
Topo Chico.
Also never disappoints, but they will both make you burp. And Grandma's cookies, peanut butter. Right. They're all
And apparently the fucking Marines. So.
Deuces.
Bye. What's your excuse? I looked at your pants and you didn't have doo-doo in them.
Yeah. Like, why not? Yeah, that's all, folks. All
right.
I'm a piggy.
Great.
Bye-bye.
This has been a Rogue Media Network podcast.